Good morning. It is 7 o'clock and time for the Cook Report. I want to thank my co-host David Hughes from Australia and Srikanth from Chennai in India. And if you don't want to look that up on the map, just, you know, you've heard of Calcutta. It's kind of by there. Okay. So today's Wednesday. So it's the mind that we're talking about. And in the show notes, I'm going to have a link before I get into that. In the show notes, I'm going to have a link for tomorrow's B2B show. It'll be spectacular. Nothing ever been done like it. In all the B2B shows that I've ever done in 20 years, it will never be as good as tomorrow. So save the date, save the time, 7 o'clock, this same time, tomorrow on Thursday for the B2B edition of the Cook Report. And I'll have a link to the shameless plug that we did on Facebook, and there's one on Google and so forth. Anyway, those links will be there for you. So, talking about 404 pages. This morning in a blab that I was on, a fellow's 404 page was done. And what I was trying to explain to him, and I don't know if I did a great job, but user experience is a very important thing to me. And all the projects that I'm involved in, if the user has a good time, they'll come back. Why? Because they had a good time. Okay, that makes sense. So if you have a 404 page that says, nope, that page you're looking for, it's not there. Forget about it. And that's it. You've burned the bridge. They won't come back. There's no positive, rewarming, warm, fuzzy feeling that occurred. So they're done. They're going to go to Srikanth's page in India and find the information. Or to David's page in Australia, who's getting a new website, by the way. Check it out.
Yeah.
So the user experience, very, very important. So if you can think of ways to have engagement with 404 pages, I'll have some links in the show notes to some samples of 404 pages that are humorous or clever or both. And, you know, like the Heinz Ketchup Company has a 404 page, and it shows an empty ketchup bottle. This is a little dribble of ketchup. It says, the page you're looking for is empty. Okay, so that was fun. That was their joke about it, and their link is there to contact them and so forth. So have fun with your 404 pages. Look at it as an opportunity to create an engagement rather than to burn the bridge, okay? Because it's all about conversions. And you, the first rung of that ladder to making a conversion is to create a lead, to have an engagement with it, and have a relationship with that customer. So shout-out time, because we're almost done. Isn't that fun? The shout-out goes to Edinburgh Dusters. Fraser made the graphics. He also told me about Podbean. And Podbean's got a thing set up. Go to thecookreport.podbean.com. I'll have the link in the show notes. You can search for the audio for your mobile device, whether it's an Android device, it goes straight to the Google Play Store, or to the Apple device, it goes to the Apple Tunes, iTunes, I think it's called, and you can get it there. So big thanks to blab.im, made this whole thing possible. Big thanks to the co-hosts for showing up today, David Hughes and Sarinth, and Srikanth wants to have a new nickname. So if you've got ideas for a nickname, send him an email. There's his Twitter handle right there. Just send him a direct message. Say your new name should be, and Batman's already taken, so we can't do that one. But anyway, last but not least, I want to mention real quick for you guest authors, people that post to other blogs, the issue that we're doing, which is about making goals issue, that session of the blog that we have, the close date is February 18th. So if you haven't got that outline built, you still have time, build the outline, write the words, and send it in, and we'll get it onto there. All the information kit will have the dates for every issue's closing and so forth and going on. And on that note, like I say at the end of every show, keep it the same, right? It's a wrap.